This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to get into after a long weekend. The Eagles are Super Bowl champions. The Phillies have arrived and are starting spring training down in Clearwater. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. No, it was not a dream. It was real. We are Super Bowl champions. You know, I was walking the other day, right? I was getting ready to go to the gym, and I was like, wow. I've been to two parades. I've been to two Eagles parades. Should have been to three. You know, should have won one. Should have won the one we played, but that's neither here nor there. But to be a part of two parades, man, that was pretty cool. That was really, really cool.
Well, it was awesome on Friday. We want to thank everyone who listened and let us, you know, kind of be the soundtrack to that day leading into the parade and the speeches. We're going to play some of our favorite moments. We don't want to let the moment and the last week and all this celebration just go. You know, we're always looking forward here, but we're going to play some of it and kind of go back and talk about some of our favorite moments from the parade as the show goes on today. We'll also get to the Phillies, who opened spring training yesterday, the first full squad workout. Devin Caney is down there. She's going to check in with us later on.
Moving and shaking.
She's everywhere. She was with us on the parade Friday. Now she's down at Clearwater. So we'll check in with Devin later in the show as we start some Phillies talk here for the first time. But Hugh, as much as the last week was amazing, and we're all so grateful we got to be part of it, and the Eagles, they won the Super Bowl. They're Super Bowl champions. You know how our minds always work. Well, like, what's now, right? What's Jalen Hurts' line? So what, now what, right? So they won. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to try to win again. And that's going to be the backdrop of the next few weeks leading to NFL free agency. But Hugh, in the midst of us winning last week, there was one, I would say, big thing that kind of flew way under the radar last week. You know what that was?
What was that?
Well, that was the fact that Kellen Moore took the Saints job. We mentioned it, but it was in the glow of, well, they won the Super Bowl, who cares? Let's have another drink and celebrate and, you know, throw a beer and accidentally hit Howie Roseman who bleeds for the city. But like, we weren't
for the city.
I love that.
That was funny.
I love that. We didn't really spend much time on the Kellen Moore thing because it was in the backdrop of them winning. And even during his run of interviews, where he interviewed for the Jaguars, the Saints, they had playoff games, right? We spent a little bit of time on, hey, is this where he's interviewing? And we were like, well, as long as they win. And they kept winning. And then they won the Super Bowl. And how about Kellen Moore? He even came back for the parade after getting introduced last Thursday down in New Orleans as their new head coach. But he was, we sit here today, right? We're the parade is over. We're Super Bowl champions. Now we get to try to defend this crown heading into the season. I got to tell you, I think it's a big deal he left. And when I say that, I don't mean I think the Eagles are going to be bad next year. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is this is one of those things where I would have much rather this not happen. I do think it's a big deal we lost our offensive coordinator. I look at it as this. 4 straight years, Jalen Hurts and this offense could have new terminology that could have been avoided if he didn't get this job. And I thought, even though all year long we didn't sit here and say, wow, Kellen Moore is a genius, they did have a good offense. They did have a good, great team. They got better as the year went on. I mean, in the title game and the Super Bowl, they scored 95 points. Like, if I had said to you in September, In the title game of the Super Bowl, they scored 95. You would have said, oh my goodness, that we need to keep that guy. Well, that guy is gone now. And I look at it as this is a big hurdle for them as they try to get back to where they were this year and win it again. Hugh, I think it's a big deal they lost Kellen Moore and he's now the Saints coach. Where do you sit as the Eagles enter an offseason now having to replace their offensive coordinator?
Well, allow me to long talk just for a second, Joe, because I feel like this is one of those situations where change isn't a bad thing.
Mm.
And the reason why I say that is because if we didn't change our offensive coordinator from a year ago, we probably wouldn't be reveling in the parade that we just had.
Sure.
And I think that Kellen Moore was the right guy at the right time for the job, and he did. And you can see, even with all of that being said, he still had to adapt late in the season to what his quarterback did well. And I'll be the first to tell you, I think that the game that he called, him and Coach Sirianni called in the Super Bowl, was phenomenal.
It was awesome.
Because they finally got on the same page. But you know why I'm not concerned about it? Because we still have Jalen. And Jalen has shown the innate ability to adapt and survive any situation that you put him in. I have full faith in my quarterback that he'll figure it out. I feel like he's a winner. It's going to be some growing pains with whomever we get. I know that. But I think that this team has been battle-tested. They've been through the fire. They've had emotional moments where they've come together. So I feel like whomever they get, they're going to get the right guy for the job, and they're not going to miss too much of a beat. I really do.
Well, so they may get the right guy for the job, and hopefully whoever it is, there's some sort of continuity that person could stick around. It's been wild now, 4 years in a row with new play callers we're going to go on. You know, 2023, was Brian Johnson, 24 here, was Kellen Moore. Next year it'll be someone new, and obviously 22, it was Shane Steichen. That's four straight seasons where there's a new coordinator. And look, this is inevitable when you have success, and the Eagles, Nick Sirianni's proven to be a championship coach. He's a Super Bowl winning coach. Sirianni did a heck of a job, but it's also the reality of having a CEO coach that if you have a good offense, people will poach the play caller, right? Other teams where the guy who's in charge calls the plays, that's not a worry. We have to do that. And guess what? I don't know who's next. Maybe it's Kevin Petullo. Maybe it's someone I don't know. But if Kevin Petullo, if they win the Super Bowl next year, someone's probably coming for Kevin Petullo. Like that's kind of what the Eagles have set up here, which in some ways is wonderful, but in some ways, I do think it's a big deal. Let's hear from Jalen Hurts. He was talking about this when asked, and you know Kevin Petullo's name came up, but Jalen also made it clear it's not his call on who the next coordinator is.
Yeah. Kevin Petullo's never been a. He'd have a different role. So it's hard to compare, you know, that role to this role because his job is going to demand something totally different of him. And I have a lot of confidence in him and what he's shown. However, I know, you know, over the years I've learned that's out of my jurisdiction. And so kind of just taking things as they come and trying to go out there and be the best I can be and just learn and evolve.
So Jalen basically says, "Listen, I don't know. It's not my job to pick the coordinator."
He caught himself before he said something that might be deemed controversial.
Yep, he did. And look, I don't know who they're going to hire yet. There's some names out there, but also, and we'll get into it. Kellen Moore might take a lot of the staff with him down in New Orleans. But this caught my attention too. So I always, you know, when a coach leaves, you wonder what the players really thought of him. And you know, Kellen Moore is not a big rah-rah guy. He's not a big personality guy. He's obviously had a lot of success as a coordinator, now a Super Bowl champion, and I agree with you, Hugh. He called a heck of a job in the Super Bowl. But I saw this quote from Lane Johnson last week, and I kind of just I put it away. I was like, yeah, we're not going to talk about it this week, but whenever we get to this conversation, I need to bring this up. Here was a quote from Lane Johnson talking to ESPN. They were interviewing him about the Saints getting Kellen Moore. Quote, "What matters to me is whenever he gets on the board and talks to us, you really see what type of genius he is," Johnson said. "So those actions speak louder than words, but he's able to command a room and he's a fun person. Now there's a lot of depth to him and he lets, I guess, few people see it, but he takes up a room when he gets under there and is able to be a genius. So that's how I see it." That is twice in like five sentences. Lane Johnson said, this guy's a genius. So there's obviously something to him. They just scored 95 points in the last two playoff games to win a Super Bowl. I view this as a big deal. I wish he was staying. They can't control it. Good for him. He got a job. But I do think the offseason starts with a big challenge, and that is replacing Kellen Moore. 215-592-9494. Kyle, Where do you come down as the Eagles for the fourth straight season? This time, though, in a celebratory mood, get to have to replace an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, Kellen Schmellen. Mm. Everything's going to be fine.
There we go.
I mean, they have been in the playoffs four seasons in a row with Jalen Hurts and three different coordinators.
Absolutely.
So it's, I mean, this isn't also a Jonathan Gannon situation where the Eagles, this was, you know, sprung on them last second, they're surprised, and they have no backup plan here. They've known for a while that Kellen Moore was going to be out of here. I'm assuming they have some sort of contingency plan in place, and, you know, it's probably going to be Kevin Betullo, and I'm okay with that. Like, I'm not worried. The Kellen Moore thing, I never, like, really thought his offense was eye-popping, or, like, you never really watched a game this season and said, wow, like, Kellen Moore's, maybe the NFC Championship game.
The last like, two, yeah.
Well, but, no, so, I know they scored 90 points in the last two games, but that, to me, was less about Kellen Moore being great and more about Jalen Hurts stepping up and having the two biggest games of his season. Like, I thought the entire reason the offense didn't look great this season was mainly because of the way that Jalen Hurts was playing, and then he finally stepped up at the end of the year and had a couple great games. It wasn't really a Kellen Moore thing for me. So I'm not overly worried about the idea of losing Kellen Moore just because I wasn't overly impressed with the season that he had this year.
215-592-9494. Now, that's an interesting point that Kyle made, that the offense was, and I agree with him here, the offense a lot of this year wasn't dynamic. It was good, right? We didn't come on here most weeks say bad, but it was like we thought
it could be more. It felt like it was anemic at times.
Passing game. The running game was good the whole time. But isn't there a point to be made that maybe it took Jalen Hurts a while to get comfortable? Like I was thinking about this at down the stretch of the season when we realized Kellen Moore was probably going to go. What could Jalen do if he got to have the same offense next year? Like what if Jalen played next year and I guess he still could, like he did the last couple games? I mean, why do we have to wait, Hugh? That's the, like, what did Jalen Hurts say in the spring? He yearns for continuity. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he's not getting that.
Well, I look at it like this. I think that if you hire from within, the good thing about that is you're probably not going to change a whole lot.
Agreed.
You know, because the terminology and none of that's going to change if you hire from within. Like, say, for instance, if you bring a guy like Frank Reich in, you're still not changing a whole lot of offense. It's just the terminology, probably for Frank more so than anybody. I think that what they have here is a winning formula, and whoever they get, whomever, he's just going to marry some of his concepts to already what the Eagles have going
sure.
on. I mean, that's probably the best thing about it, and that's why you want to get somebody, in my opinion, that's somewhat familiar with all parties involved. And that's why I said the name Frank Wright.
Yeah.
Because he's a familiar individual.
He is. And he's out there and he's available. 215-592-9494. Look, the lines have changed here with the Eagles. This isn't a matter of are the Eagles going to turn bad if the next coordinator isn't as good as Kellen Moore. I think that we've realized now with another championship and a parade and a celebratory week last week, they're going to be good next year again, right? But this is like that line between good and great, right? 2 years ago, they weren't bad. They won 11 games, got knocked out in the first round. Then they jumped back to great. Like, the line between good and great, this is what some of this stuff is. 215-592-9494. We got a ton to do today. We got a Hughes Clues we'll get to in a little bit. We got a prize to give away. We'll get to some Philly stuff as they open up spring training. And we'll have our favorite moments from Friday and a really special day in Philadelphia sports with the parade in a little bit. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown is up, starting us off on a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
After a parade, and what a week it was. Good morning, Chris.
Happy brick day, man.
It is cold out there, Chris.
Yeah, a bit. Yeah, do you think? Hugh, I hope you got that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hold on, because, man, it's...
Mm-mm. Mm.
You didn't bring your coat in today?
No, I didn't bring no coat.
It's cold.
What is wrong?
What do you mean? I go from my car to the building. What are you talking about? I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm
but
good.
That's like 50
feet.
It was a brick little walk
this morning.
Yeah, of course it was.
Yeah. So guys, listen. It's spring training, but I can't get my head wrapped around spring training because it's so damn cold out there. But let's move on to Hughes boy here. Hugh, I know you're shed a tear. You know you poured one out for your boy, Coach Goops. You know he's growing up. Can be a full-grown
pulled out
coach.
A little liquor, a little bit.
Yeah. So I mean, you were high on him ever since he came here. You know,
day one.
Now he's a champion.
Yep. Locked and loaded. So, guys, I think losing Coach Goobs, I personally think it's going to be bigger than anyone realizes. Like Joe, you talked about the points that were scored in the NFC title game and the Super Bowl, but I think what gets lost in the sauce is the bigger effect that he had on the players, that he was able to get them to buy into that scheme. And I'm glad you played that Jalen clip when he's talking about Petullo, because there ain't no way he's going to give him that sort of respect. Like, he got these guys to do something outside of what they want to do. He got Jalen to say, dude, we're putting a straitjacket on you. Now, I know Jalen says it was Nick that put the straitjacket on him, but he got him to do that. He got him to play that style of football that is not what Jalen would want. It's not what any athlete would want. But they all took a back seat and they bought into this system and this methodology that led us to a Super Bowl victory. I find it very hard to believe that, hey, we could bring Petullo along or somebody else off the street and the players, and Hugh, this is something that I'm really curious to what you can your speak of, can follow that. Now, I think it's going to fall back to Nick because we're really going to find out. Like, does Nick really have all of the shine and buy-in from the players that they're going to do it, not only do it and listen to it, but do it again? Now they got the ring. So I would think they'd be more less likely to kind of toe the line because they're kind of like, nah, now I want to grow and do what I want to do. So that's kind of
well,
where
that's
I'm at.
An interesting question. Yeah, it's different now. Chris, we appreciate it. I mean, Hugh, last year, to off of Chris's question, last year they were coming off a down season, right? They collapsed down the stretch. They got knocked out early. I think last year was almost like, hey, we got no choice. We have to listen to this new coordinator, new ideas, because But now they're champions, right? So, like, are they going to want to change things again? Or are they going to want to keep things? I don't know. I mean, that's not easy to get them to, like, change if they just won a certain way.
They want to win. They want to win. I think that would be the biggest thing. And if the changes allow for that to happen, then so be it. But you got to see results. I think that's the biggest thing when you talk about guys that play football. If they're seeing the results, then it's okay. You know, if you're not seeing the results, say if a bunch of stuff changes and you're not seeing the results right away, then that's probably where the problem's going to look.
Yeah, the other part, then I don't know how this is going to go yet for next year, that's going to be a challenge for the next, whoever this next person is. Are they going to run it as much and as great next year, or are they going to have to flip the offense back to more balance and then like that? That I thought that was a huge challenge this year, and they were able to do it and get everyone on the same page. Well, what if it's the kind of the opposite next year?
But so that's where, for me, it comes down to Jalen Hurts. Like, when I think of the difference from last season's offense to this season's offense, it's one, Jalen Hurts playing, you know, more mistake-free football, and a lot of that has to do with the effort to get Saquon Barkley the ball a lot more. I mean, the biggest difference really in the offense is that we added Saquon Barkley. And, you know, Chris tried to spin in some way that Kellen Moore's the one that got everyone to buy into doing this Saquon thing. That was Nick Sirianni.
And the O-lineman.
And the O-lineman. Yeah. Like, Nick Sirianni got everyone, the A.J. Browns of the world, the Devontae Smiths of the world, even probably Jalen Hurts, on board with running the ball a bunch of times. Like, Kellen Moore's M.O. is never run. Before he got here, he was one of the more pass-heavy coordinators in the league. Mm-hmm. So, like, that, all of this just wraps up in a way that I don't feel like Kellen Moore's impact here was as big as we're making it out to be.
Well, we're going to find out, and we start now. We start finding out now because he is officially the head coach of the Saints. 215-592-9494. Jay in West Philly is up on WIP. Good morning, Jay.
Scary Joe.
Good morning, Jay. Joe. How we doing?
What are you worried about this Kellen Moore leaving for?
Well, I mean, you know, just, you know, Lane Johnson called him a genius, you know.
You mad because he got a promotion now?
What's that?
You mad because he got a promotion?
No, I mean, I'm happy for the guy. Isn't that the whole point? You're a good coach, and then you go and become a head coach. So I'm happy for him. But, yeah, I mean, I think it's a big deal for the Eagles.
Wow. Did you just hear what Seth said about how Jalen controlled the game?
Yeah, Jalen was great. Yeah, Jalen was awesome.
Oh, dang. That hurt you to say that?
Why would it hurt me, Jay? It was awesome.
You were Look, you was like, he played a great game. Super Bowl champ.
Who was the coordinator with
him? Don't let
Who was the coordinator?
The coordinator is gone. This is the same coordinator that had Dak Prescott, right?
And he played his best football. He played really well with him. And who?
And Justin Herbert, right?
Yes.
Okay. But what quarterback won the championship?
But he won it with Kellen Moore.
Oh. Is he taking Saquon Barkley with him?
No, he's not.
No. Right.
Do you think Kellen Moore did a good job?
Have you taken Smitty with him?
Jay, a year ago when they didn't have Kellen Moore and they had all these players you're mentioning, what happened to the offense? They scored 9 points in a playoff game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it seems like he did a good job.
Was A.J. Brown hurt?
Sure was.
Oh, okay. All right.
Jay, the quarterback was out there.
Was Saquon Barkley in that game?
No, he was not. But hold on.
Big difference.
Jay,
right?
They had the quarterback. Like, listen. Two years ago, no Kellen Moore. Jalen Hurts was here. Same Jalen Hurts.
Saquon Barkley.
Right. And he had 15 turnovers. And then Kellen Moore came in and he had like six. Uh-huh. So I think he helped.
Look, all these gunslingers and all that, they average 15. And look, they got no rings.
Right, but he won the ring with Kellen. We're kind of ignoring the point that he won the ring with Kellen Moore.
Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts was there, right? Pulling the strings, right?
Sure, but Jalen Hurts has been here for 5 years. They won the ring one time, and that's what Kellen Moore. Sure. And Steichen was. Didn't they miss Steichen the next year?
Was here too, right?
Did they miss Steichen the year he left?
That was the next year.
Right. That they missed him because they didn't replace him adequately, and then they had to go get Kellen Moore.
What happened this year, you don't think they're going to do that?
Well, I certainly think they will try, Jay, but here's the issue. And, Jay, we appreciate the phone call. They're behind the eight ball. Like, does anyone else realize this? Kyle's right.
He's talking about as far as getting a coach.
Yeah, like Kyle's right.
Not, you're going to get the pickings.
They're not unprepared, but they also don't have all the options. I mean, like most of the guys they probably would interview to have jobs already. That's why it's probably going to be Kevin Petullo. Look, I think they can overcome this. The Eagles are the best franchise in the league right now. But I think it's a challenge. 215-592-9494. We'll get all your phone calls coming up. Is losing Kellen Moore a big deal? Yes or no? Hugh doesn't believe it is.
Nah.
Name is Kyle. I think it's a big deal. It's the first real challenge of the offseason. All right, we'll get to who else could potentially be following Kellen Moore to New Orleans. He's interviewing a bunch of Eagles coaches. We'll have some Phillies sprinkled in throughout the show. Spring training has begun down in Clearwater. Plus, we got a prize to give away. Hughes Clues next for that. 215-592-9494. And we'll sprinkle in the best of the parade on Friday. All in the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.